Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by as we bring you the next generation of future NFL stars. We have a fantastic guest, one of the most productive players in the Missouri Valley Football Conference. It's David Perkins, the hybrid defensive end slash outside linebacker. He began his career at Ohio State, but he wanted to get on the field as quick as possible, so he made the transfer to Illinois State, and lo and behold, we have a fantastic prospect. But with that said, David, we appreciate you sharing your time with us. Can you believe your time as a collegiate athlete's kind of come and gone, and now you're knocking at the doorstep of the next level?
And yeah, man, it's crazy. It's surreal, really. You train your whole life to really put yourself in this position, and now that it's here and it's happening and everything is in motion, you know, it's crazy. It's a lot to take in.
Nice. And for you, I mean, have you been that kid growing up? I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee type stuff, backyard football.
Yeah.
Were you that better athlete, just kind of having that something extra that the other kids didn't have?
I definitely say so. I started training myself in eighth grade to, you know, play football. You know, I made my mind up at a very young age and start putting work towards it that this was what I wanted to do and have as a career.
Wow, and lo and behold, you've earned it. So kind of how do you kind of digress, or I shouldn't say digress, but how do you kind of find yourself playing that hybrid linebacker, you know, position? I mean, I'm sure you played different positions, probably both sides of the football in high school, but how did you know this was going to be your best fit moving forward?
Well, I just had an open and honest evaluation with myself, and I know I can pass rush better than I can do anything else, and they're paying pass rushers a lot of money these days, and I feel like I can change a game, you know, in that aspect. You see guys like Von Miller out there getting interceptions, covering, and winning MVPs of Super Bowls, getting sacks and stuff, and I feel like I fit that same mold. You know, I think I have the same skill set.
Excellent stuff. Once again, David Perkins, the Illinois State standout, kind enough to join us here on the C2P, talking some NFL draft. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety, you'd like to listen to it again, you can always check it out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then his bio at collegetopro.com as well. So kind of, you know, how hard was it a decision to leave Ohio State just because you know the magnitude of that program and also the exposure that you receive? I mean, was it difficult saying, hey, you know what, I'll give that up because I just want to get on the field and then you know, make the transfer to Illinois State? And not that his work that hasn't worked in your favor, but just kind of talk about that mindset when you were going through it.
Definitely. Leaving Ohio State was an extremely hard decision. It's obviously one of the most prestigious schools, you know, in the nation. And when you got a guy like Urban Meyer leading the program, you know, good things are going to follow. But I just had to, you know, make the decision not based on where I was as a freshman in college, but, you know, farther down the road. I feel like sitting behind a first-round draft pick wasn't going to get me on the field, or, you know, wasn't going to get me where I needed to be, or wasn't going to get me in this position. So making that move was probably the best thing that happened to me, because I feel like I learned things at Illinois State that if I didn't learn, not just as a football player but as a man, that I wouldn't be in the position I am.
Excellent. And it seems like you do. I mean, just talking about – you know, you saying, you know, you decided to, you know, train as a football player, and, you know, you decided to, you know, to get to the quarterback. It seems like you do think things out. I mean, you're kind of technically sound in, you know, decisions. You're not just going to kind of fly off the whim on something. So you arrive at Illinois State, and you instantly become successful. You know, I mean, obviously the skill set's there. I mean, you're freakishly athletic. Your get-off is fantastic. But, I mean, so you start to settle in, you start to, and you know as well as anybody, it doesn't matter where you're recruited to, you could be recruited to Alabama, Ohio State, Illinois State, it doesn't matter. You got to perform at the end of the day. So when does it kind of sink in that you know this opportunity of playing at the next level is going to present itself?
I feel like beginning of my junior year, my coaches talked to me, and they're like, listen, we knew you were good. We feel like, you know, if you continue to progress and, you know, do the things you've been doing, you put yourself in a very good position to, you know, have a chance to play in the NFL. So I said around my junior year, I really came into my own and started acting.
You know, did we lose him? I'm trying to think. David, are you there? I could have sworn we just had him.
This has been a collegetopro.com.
I don't know if we lost David. We'll try to get him back on cue. We just had him. David, you there? Man, what a great show, too. We lost him. Let's try to get this again.
Let's see. We're going to have him try to get him back into the queue. I can see him in our call queue. Hopefully we get him back in, but for some reason we're not getting him on. Man, like I said, he was just kind of delving into the things, and you hear that so many times where these kids are, you know, they kind of get that spoken to them by their coaches, kind of like, hey, David, you know, we see something in you that we don't see a lot, you know, and guys that, you know, come through this place and, you know, keep doing what you're doing and good things are going to happen. And obviously this has happened for David. So we're going to get him back on. I'm going to hopefully we get this cue back up and we'll see his name come in and then we will get him back to you. Once again, if you miss any of this show, and we're sorry for the technical difficulty here, but if you miss any of this show with David, again, just call back and we see him in the queue now. David, can you hear me?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, cool. I'm sorry, I don't know what happened. So when we left off, you were just talking about what your coaches told you. You went into that junior year and you said you kind of made up your mind you had to take it up another level. So continue from there, I guess.
I feel like my junior year, you know, I really came into my own and started coming into the role as, you know, a playmaker and a guy who demands attention, you know. And I feel like from there it kind of just carried itself on, and I just became the player I am.
Excellent stuff. Once again, David Perkins here on the C2P. You know, we know what makes you great. I mean, it's that get off, it's your ability to get the quarterback. But if you're in the film room with some NFL scouts, you're breaking down the tape with them. I mean, what do you think they're going to see? I mean, kind of take us through your own personal evaluation.
I feel like if you're watching David Perkins play football and you know about football, you know about pass rush, you know about the things it takes to be successful in pass rush, I feel like you watch me and you know that I understand those things because you see me setting up moves the entire game. You know, it's not just aimless pass rushing, just getting off the ball to get off the ball. You know, it's a method to the madness, and every rep is like that. You know, I spend countless hours all week watching every single set, pass set that my opponent is taking and every rep that he's lost against. And I incorporate that move into everything I do the entire week. So game day, you know, I feel like when you pop it on, you're going to see that, you know, like, yeah, he didn't just get that out of nowhere. That wasn't just a play he made. He knew something, you know, he set that up.
Nice. And does anything go unnoticed? Sometimes the system you run, you know, things that you can't do just because, you know, the coaches don't ask you. Is there anything out there that coaches or scouts need to know about David Perkins that's a huge bonus that they may not necessarily see on film?
Definitely. My coverage skills, I feel like I can cover just as well as I can pass rush, man. Youngstown State this year and a countless number of other games, we put in packages where I was manned up on the best receiver on the opposite team, and I have a man-to-man for that play. So, you know, I feel like my coverage skills they go unnoticed but not, you know, for a bad reason. I feel like my pass rush is what a lot of people talk about.
Excellent, man. Great. I mean, really, I mean, that's wonderful. I mean, you're playing against the Penguins, and they're putting in packages where you're covering receivers. I mean, that's pretty impressive, David. That's impressive stuff, man. I mean, I think you mentioned this name earlier, and I've heard the references before, but, I mean, the Von Miller type guys, I mean, do you get a lot of comparisons to guys like him?
I do, but I think the comparison I probably get the most is Jamie Collins with the Patriots. Vaughn is another one because he covers just as well as he pass rushes, but I feel like Jamie does it the best. You know, he's probably got the best ratio when it comes to that because he does both at an extremely high level. And I watch a lot of guys, and I feel like those two, when it comes to my skill set, I feel like they fit my mold best.
Awesome. And for you, you know, you're talking about that skill set and what you bring to the game. You know, Pro Day's coming along. I mean, I believe Pro Day tomorrow for you?
Northwestern. Be at Northwestern tomorrow.
Nice. So you jacked up? You ready to go?
Oh, man, I can't wait, man. I've been dying to perform for some scouts, man. This is since eighth grade, you know, I've been dying. So this is my time, man, you know. You got to take it and go, you know. It's here now. It's all the talk and the training, the preparation. It's over, you know. I'm prepared. I've prepared as well as I can. And now, you know, it's in the hands of the scouts and the performers.
Yeah, time to shine, and I'm sure you're gonna do a phenomenal job. With this pro day coming up, I mean, I know you don't know what your numbers are gonna be, but you're probably pretty confident what your height weight is. Where are you at right now?
Yeah, I'm 6'3". I'll probably weigh in between 238 and 236. The last 40 I ran was a 4.47, and that was me pulling up. Last bench test I did, I was at 25, so that's looking good. My last vert I did was 36, so I mean, my numbers are definitely good, but I feel like what's going to help me the most with these pro days and scouts seeing me is my movement. I feel like they're going to watch me move and see how well I move, change the direction, you know, being able to put my foot in the ground and just go. I feel like that's what's going to really set me apart.
Excellent. And I always kind of compare a guy like yourself with the arsenal of pass rushing moves, kind of like a, you know, one of the great dunkers in the NBA. You know, you got your windmill, your reverse, back windmill. I mean, for you, I mean, what's that arsenal consist of? I mean, what's the go-to move and what are some of the other moves that you enjoy using against opponents?
Yeah. Honestly, my favorite move is whatever move that I've seen my opponent lose against all week, honestly, because that's honestly the move I'm practicing in one-on-one team all day, every day in practice. So literally whatever my opponent's weakness is, that's my move. But I honestly say I got a nice bull dip and rip. I was watching some film of Cameron Wake, and he does it better than anybody. He comes in, fakes like he's going to give you a nice hard bull, just dips right under him.
Nice. David, I ain't going to lie to you. I usually talk to probably about 300-400 prospects from the time draft season starts to the draft. I mean, I'm at all the games. I'm at the Senior Bowl, the East West Shrine. I'm down at the Combine. And, you know, I mean, I can't tell you how impressed I am as you as how intelligent you are in terms of just knowing what your opponent's doing. I sit here while we do these shows and I'll jot down notes. I mean, there are so many times you've referenced just the film study and game planning and just kind of knowing what your opponent's doing. I mean, you're such a student of the game. And like I said, and then when you add the athleticism and what you do on the field, I can't wait to find out where you're going to land, put it that way.
Man.
Have you had any interaction with teams? Sometimes they talk to you, sometimes they don't. I mean, you know, it's a hit or miss with that question. But, I mean, are you hearing anything?
I've talked to teams. Unfortunately, I'm not allowed to say who. But
that's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
Teams, there are definitely teams who know I exist. So, I mean, that's definitely a plus for me.
Excellent stuff. Once again, David Perkins here on the C2P. If you miss any of this show in its entirety, you can always check it out at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and at CollegeProductions.com. We'll be featuring his bio. David, before we let you go, we always like to throw a couple off-the-wall questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Oh, yeah, bring them.
All right. Now, if you had to earn a living doing one of these two things besides playing in the NFL, are we more likely to see you up on stage as a lead singer of a boy band, or are we more inclined to see you as a male runway model styling some clothes?
Probably the model. I can't lie. I got a lot of style. I got a lot of swag. I mean, my friends say I'm GQ. They call me GQ all the time. They call me a pretty boy and all that stuff. So just based off that, I have to. I can't even go against it.
Hey, man, hey, if that's what it is, that's what it has to be. And then, can't argue it. And then the final question, usually this is the question you gentlemen enjoy answering above all, female celebrities, David. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who's going to join you for dinner?
Oh, man. Ooh. Oh, man. You know what? You probably never got this one, but I'm going to say Oprah, because I've been dying to know how she's built herself up to the woman she is today. She has a lot of, like, businesses and stuff, and I really admire her for that, and I really want to know how she did it. So I'm going to say Oprah.
Excellent. Well, to truth be told, I've had three Oprahs. You're the third Oprah. Now, I've had two Oprahs. Oprahs were actually for her success.
Were any of those in the past 10 to 15 years?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You and I don't remember the player, but I just remember Oprah. You and the other player wanted to meet her because of the success. One of the other guys wanted to go the David Chappelle route and want to meet her to have, like, the money and all that kind of stuff. So, like, three Oprahs. But, again, you definitely want to go on the angle of finding out her way to success. The other guy wanted the Dave Chappelle route, where he just wanted to marry her and kind of, you know, be the honey daddy for her. So, like I said. But at the end of the day, Oprah comes through, man. So, David, hey. Get some rest today, man. I can't wait to find out how your pro day goes tomorrow. I always like to say, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Definitely. Thank you, man. I appreciate your time.
No problem at all. Once again, that is David Perkins, the standout, and I don't say that like you, the standout from Illinois State, kind enough to join us here on the C2P, and he's about to blow this thing up tomorrow at Northwestern. I can't wait to find out how those numbers come back. And, you know, a guy like him, you just have the athletic ability that he possesses. All those pro day numbers that he's going to display tomorrow are kind of just like icing on the cake. They're almost like chocolate chips on top of the icing, because these scouts know everything is already there. It's just how high his ceiling can go with those intangibles that these pro days bring. If you want more of David Perkins, once again, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be featuring him on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.